Now, it's very important to keep these three questions in mind when we are approaching any case of headache, any kind of headache, whether it turns out to be primary or secondary. When the patient complains of headache, the first question that we're trying to answer through our history taking and physical exam is, does this headache look like primary or secondary headache? That's the most important question. The diagnosis will follow based on our classification. Does it look like primary or secondary? The other two questions will derive from that. If I think this is a primary headache, and we talked that primary headaches, generally speaking, do not require a lot of workup, meaning if I think this absolutely look like a migraine headache or cluster headache, do I need just a rescue treatment just to give the patient something to take when the headache happens, or do I need a prophylactic or preventive treatment also? Keep in mind, primary headaches do not have an underlying disease or etiology that's causing them. So if they are happening frequently, they need a preventive treatment, something to take on daily basis to reduce the frequency of the headaches. The other question, if I think that this is a secondary headache, I may not be completely confident, but at least I have enough suspicion this could be secondary headache. How urgent the possible etiology of this secondary headache? Meaning, if I'm suspecting secondary headache because of hypertension, for example, and the patient's blood pressure is extremely high, this is an urgent scenario. I cannot just tell the patient, go home, lower your blood pressure, and you will be fine. I need to act on that quickly. Versus if I think this is a secondary headache due to decreased CSF pressure, for example, post LP, you possibly could say, how about if you try rest, caffeine for a day or two, and if things are not getting better, then we'll look into doing a treatment of a blood patch or something. Another example would be a secondary headache. Or a patient complaining of headache with papilledema on the physical exam. Papilledema would suggest increased intracranial pressure. I cannot, and if I decide to obtain brain imaging, head CT or MRI, I cannot tell the patient, yes, it's okay that you will go on a travel for a couple weeks or 3 weeks, and then we're going to do the brain imaging after that. Simply because I do not know if there is a space-occupying lesion that's causing the increased intracranial pressure, or maybe not, and it's just a case of idiopathic increased intracranial pressure, which represents pseudotumor cerebri. So I just need to get a sense how urgent the workup needs to be done.